Paul left Athens and traveled approximately 50 miles to Corinth, Greece. Interestingly, Scripture does not tell us Paul was asked to leave Athens. It does not mention any persecution. A few listeners scoffed or laughed at Paul's mention of Jesus Christ rising from the dead in our future rise when Jesus returns, but nothing was mentioned like a mob was formed to stone Paul. It just reads in Acts chapter 18 that he left. We note that only a few became believers in Athens. Are you ever discouraged because your work for the Lord only results in a few coming to know the Lord? A friend and I were talking about this exact issue the other day. We discussed how often when Bible studies are offered, many do not come. Or it starts off strong and the number that return dwindles as time goes on. Let me encourage you that even one soul saved is one soul saved. Remember when Jesus spoke of leaving the flock of 99 sheep to find the one sheep who strayed? See Matthew 18, verses 12 to 14. One soul is important to the Lord, and we can only imagine the numbers of lives that will be touched by the one who now believes. If one soul saved causes our Heavenly Father and the angels to rejoice in heaven, then shouldn't it cause us to rejoice too?